I learned anything, it's this. You don't take on master gardeners. They are a very tough group.
Locals and the state legislature renew their interest in gardening. And the Buckwheat Ski Classic turns 25. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. While Northern Lynn Canal communities are thinking it's time to plan this year's gardens, the Alaska legislature is too. A bill establishing a public gardens day passed the state house Tuesday morning. House Bill 18 was sponsored by Democratic Minority Leader Beth Krutula of Juneau, who says a constituent proposed it to her and she initially dismissed the idea.
I think that gardens are wonderful, but I wasn't sure we should have a state day. And if I learned anything, it's this. You don't take on master gardeners. They are a very tough group.
Under the bill, the Saturday before Memorial Day every year would be Alaska Public Gardens Day. Krutula sees it as an opportunity for Alaskans to explore the types of gardens they can grow and for tourists to learn more about small-scale agriculture in the state.
It is unbelievable how many people travel to places simply to see the gardens. I know that from going to Victoria to the beautiful gardens there, but similarly, people are incredulous at what we can actually raise in Alaska, you know, given that we're, of course, icebound year-round and live in igloos.
The bill passed the House 37-1. Anchorage Representative Mike Hawker cast the only no vote. It now goes to the state Senate. Around 20 Haines residents gathered recently to show interest in a downtown community garden, which will be located next to the public safety building. And community-supported agriculture will be back in Skagway this summer, a project that's only a couple years old. Haines Merchants took runners-up in their category in Juneau's gold medal basketball tournament last weekend. It's the same place they took last year and behind the same team. The 38-game tournament included four local teams. The Kluckwan B bracket team was knocked out by the Kluwak Totems early in the week, and the C team lost to Huna, which went on to lose the championship game to Cake Tlingit Heat. The Kluckwan Masters went out to Cake on Wednesday. Huna Masters took that overall win. The Haines Merchants fell to Angoon on Thursday night, 92-95. They won against Heidelberg in the loser's bracket by 9 points, sending them to one last game against reigning champions Angoon. They lost that game 84-101.
Five, four, three, two, one, ow!
It was a Canadian sweep in last weekend's Buckwheat Ski Classic, where our easterly neighbors took 10 wins out of 10 cross-country ski races that took place north of Skagway. Good thing there are no losers in the annual race, also known by its tagline.
It's a race designed for the lazy, the infirm, and a few who are fast.
The race celebrated 25 years last weekend at Log Cabin in Canada. Old friends, including founder Buckwheat Donahue, reminisced in the parking lot before the race about the humble beginnings of the first event.
It started in Carcross and ended here, and we didn't break trail for them or anything. This guy named Bob Borman skied 58K breaking trail, and he did it in 4 hours and 10 minutes on skinny skis. Right. Ooh. Everybody else from Skagway were in telemarketing gear. Right. We'd never seen skinny skis. Right. We didn't know it existed. And we saw the six people from Whitehorse show up at the starting line, and they were all in Lycra and skinny skis. And everybody was going like, wow, what is that? You know? Well, we didn't know that there was anything but telemarketing in those days. Right. It never occurred to us about skinny skis. And but the next year, nobody from Skagway had telemark gear. Everybody had Lycra and skinny skis because we were trying to keep up with Whitehorse, you know.
Others prepped their skinny skis and Lycra suits in the lot under clear blue and relatively warm skies, waiting for the starter howl to kick off their race. The event has been known to attract Olympians and well-decorated skiers. And this year, skiers descended from the biggest cities in Alaska, from one Canadian territory, three provinces, Boulder, Colorado, Katoomba, Australia, and certainly Haines and Skagway. It was the highest number of registered participants in the race's quarter-century history.
How many? Yeah, we have 380.
That's 80 more than last year and 60 more than year 8, the former record holder. UConners say it could be because ski club membership is increasing. Some thought it's even simpler than that.
you know, I really don't know why there's so many people here. I mean, we've always had fun, right?
Oh, always, and always. It's just, people have figured it out. It's fun.
Oh, we're just celebrating the silver anniversary. So we thought we'd, we tried to come up with a theme, but silver was about the best we could do. So we're just a bunch of old friends that have been doing this for a lot of years, and it's a participation event rather than a race for us.
So that's why you haven't taken off yet.
Yeah, well, we don't, I mean, it's so crowded at the starting time. Yeah, so we just always try to come a little later. Yep, and it's, we just call it the tequila 10.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's tequila involved.
Any strategy for the tequila 10 is a winning strategy.
Drink lots.
Yeah, hydrate.
Of liquid, hydrate. Stay hydrated.
She means hydrate.
Hydrate.
Okay. What was that last strategy?
Get your skis on.
One!
But you know how a tailgate party is sometimes better than the actual game? Well, out at the main aid station, tucked away in the middle of the ski course, is where much of the Buckwheat Ski Classic happens. A number that equaled about a third of the race registration could be found at the remote site. Surrounding them was a giant snow sculpture shaped like the life-size stupa or chordins found in Nepal. It was big enough to house two grills, a gong, a poster of Ganesh, strings and strings of prayer flags, burgers, hot dogs, beverages, and a bunch of merrymakers.
Aid station, people work from Skagway and all over Yukon, Haines, coming all week and build an amazing snow fort. It's pretty rad. And then everyone kind of congregates there. Racers, they finish, they come back. Some racers never finish, they get stuck here. The volunteers end up out here. We got barbecues going, we got kids, we got skis, we all the festivities.
Trail crew's job isn't only to set about 35 kilometers of ski track, but to construct the shelter every year. Elsie is one aid station fan from Skagway.
Every year there's always an elaborate structure, and it changes all the time. Quite a few years ago, I was Pete Lucchetti and a bunch of guys. We used to make these like crazy sculptures and a wall, and everybody looks forward to getting to the aid station to see what it is. Spent a lot of time with it, and somebody has an idea, and they go for it, and everybody pitches in, and people come up for a couple of weeks and work on the structure and the trail, and it's you know, it's kind of a family thing.
Amy traveled from central Colorado to get to the race.
I thought this was something totally unexpected that I would not see up in at the log cabin in Canada. Oh, wow. It's very colorful. A lot of snow, big eyes on the top, and a lot of flags. Very colorful and fun, and it looks like it almost looks like a castle with a moat. I may hang out here for a long time, but I'm actually going to finish. It's worth going 2,700 miles for.
John Briner has skied in three Buckwheats and helped for three. Although there was enough snow for skiing this year, it was minimal compared to past years, meaning a lot more work for trail crew and for some skiers.
But this year was one of the thinnest snowpacks I've seen. There's a lot of stuff, like little twigs and stuff, that are sticking up through that I know we haven't seen for the last 3 years. Yeah, it's a thin snow year for us. A lot more shoveling for the trail crew, because we don't have any really sophisticated grooming equipment. So when we get to the hillsides where the trail cuts across a hill, we get out there with shovels first and shovel it all out. So there's a lot of manual work in it. But okay. It's outdoors. It's beautiful.
You know what? This year, last year I had better stick. This year was on and off. There were some spots, a few spots you could have used clister. But overall, minus one to plus two, and it worked great.
What I did was had three layers of blue, super blue extra, is that what it's called? And then a layer of red, and then another layer of blue. And it worked great.
John Perry of Whitehorse won the men's 50K with a time of 2 hours, 39 minutes, and 54 seconds. His father won the race in 1986. Liam Cassidy was the first and only local finisher in the longest race of the weekend. Janelle Greer of Whitehorse took the women's 50K title with a time of 3:27 and 1 second. In the 25K, Fabian Brooke won the men's race in 1:21:49 and Kendra Murray the women's in 1 hour 31 minutes and 42 seconds. Both are also from Whitehorse. Chip Lendy and Jane Pesco were the first local finishers. Julian Alexander Cook of Ontario won the men's 10K in 35 minutes 31 seconds and Lucy Steele of Whitehorse the women's in 35 minutes 3 seconds. Jeff Mull and Deborah Marshall were the first finishers who were from the Northern Lynn Canal. Danny Brady, Rebecca Hollander, and Tatum Sager from Skagway participated in the 10 and under category. 25 quilts made by Skagway resident Gene Worley in just 30 days were given to some of the race's longtime volunteers at the awards ceremony.
In Skagway in the winter in the 80s it was stark. We were getting pretty tired of the constant cold and dark. Then one night in the bar, Robert Carlin took a seat, said, "I'll toss in some bucks. Let's create the first buckwheat."
And for Buckwheat, he'll be passing over race coordinating duties to others next year. A chorus of longtime racers gifted a homemade serenade recollecting 25 years of classic ski stories.
Defended for themselves when they skied across the road. Some folks almost lost their luck when through the swirling snow came a spree.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Thanks for getting your news on KHNS. We're glad you're listening.
For others, it's the aid station to party with a friend. No matter why you come, all will find the race a blast for the lazy.